It's spaghetti night at the Blomgren home, and the family is just sitting down to supper.
I really appreciated that. I was like, oh, good.
Brad and Sonia Blomgren, their four children, three dogs and a cat, have been living in this modest tract house since losing their own home to foreclosure last August. The family's troubles began 2 years ago when the economy started to slow and Brad lost his construction job. Then his health failed and a series of surgeries kept him sidelined for months. The last straw came when a trusted employee stole Brad's truck and all of his carpentry tools. With supper over and the kids headed upstairs to do homework, Brad and Sonia sit down to talk about losing their home. One of Brad's deepest regrets is that he was away when a sheriff's deputy served the eviction papers. His teenage daughter answered the door.
So when I came back, I find her on the porch in tears. Of course, she didn't tell the younger children. And she told me about how he had come up and, you know, gave us notice that we had to move. And I was heartbroken that she happened to be the one that was home at the time.
The family had been in denial, hoping the bank would offer a last-minute reprieve. So the eviction notice caught them off guard, without plans about what to do next.
We loaded up the U-Haul with having no place to go. That was one of those times where you're just like, okay, Lord, we're in your hands. What do we do? Where do we go?
The Blomgrens are not the only ones affected. Sonia worries about the neighbors they left behind.
It also was hard on some good friends that my kids went to school with in the neighborhood. Where are Mama and Daddy B going? And we can't just pop in their house anymore and that kind of thing. So that's hard.
And so Steve Taylor got moved in, and you're working with him on budgeting for this coming month?
Yes.
A community advocacy group called The Journey Home came to the family's rescue, setting them up in this three-bedroom house. Murfreesboro, a city of 100,000, has long had a significant homeless population. But Journey Home director Steve Foster sees the face of that population changing.
Between 1,600 and 2,400 folks experienced homelessness over the last 12-month period of time. That's not only a significant change in that the segment of the population that is parents with children has grown significantly.
The Blomgrens are paying a small monthly fee to the Journey Home in place of rent, but it's well below market value. Foster explains that half of what they do pay is held in a savings account to be returned to the family later for use as a down payment on a place of their own.
As they grow and their income and employment, things get more stabilized, then we do things like help them get the utilities in their own name. Therefore, when they move out of our property onto the next, they already have that foundation.
Rebuilding a stable foundation is key, and not just for the Blomgrens. The home they're living in was a foreclosed property that sat empty for about a year. The Journey Home acquired it through a federal grant called the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, or NSP. Grant recipients can use NSP funds to tear down vacant homes if they wish, but most have chosen to either repair and resell the properties to low-income families or use them to house the homeless, as the Murfreesboro charity chose to do.
Living next door to a foreclosed upon property can have an almost viral effect on the neighborhood, dragging down the values of the surrounding properties.
Brian Sullivan is a spokesperson for the Housing and Urban Development Department, which administers the program.
The purpose really is to stabilize neighborhoods that have really experienced the hardest problems with the foreclosure crisis. The first round of funding, nearly $4 billion, is out the door. It is fully obligated by communities, and they're putting those funds to work right now.
Good boy. There.
The Blomgrens know how lucky they were to find shelter for themselves, much less a place that would allow them to keep their pets. Brad says the Journey Home staff were understanding of their concerns, both large and small.
They always treated us like we were precious. They always treated us like we were valuable and important. They never talked down to us. They never judged us.
Scott Foster says the property his agency put the Blomgrens in is more than just a house. It's a second chance.
It's some of the best days that we have when we get to move a family into a nice place to live. That helps them to understand that good things are around the corner if they continue to work hard.
How does it go?
Arms wide.
The Obama administration has an additional $3 billion neighborhood stabilization program dollars to spend in the coming months, but there isn't likely to be more. In the current political climate of cost-cutting, housing advocates say they do not expect Congress to approve additional funds. For VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.